Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about my Ether wallet getting hacked, and we'll talk about an interesting blockchain startup out of Switzerland that has a major partnership and how you can use partnerships in order to do proper investing. But first, let's jump right into the market. Market looks very, very good today. A lot of green, a lot of single number, double digit number in the greens. But what is really interesting, and I want to kind of show you this, is for the podcast listeners, we're currently on CoinMarketCap. And what we are seeing here is the Bitcoin dominance has actually gone down around 5% from, I want to say, about a week ago. And that just shows that people were waiting for a lot of positive signs to actually reinvest their money into the crypto markets. I think it's important to mention that probably all of these gains are not really coming from people outside of the crypto world. It's coming from the sidelines, if you will. So people who already have money ready, be it fiat currency or the different in the different cryptos, are actually starting to buy up certain things. And as you can see, we're seeing a lot of altcoins running, a lot of altcoins doing good numbers. But as always, Bitcoin leads the pack here. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it could very well be that both Bitcoin and altcoins will run, depending on how well Bitcoin is doing. It could also be that the altcoins will pause and go sideways for a bit, and then Bitcoin will run, and then the altcoin run will actually begin. So it will be really interesting to see how the next few days will develop themselves. However, the Bitcoin dominance, as always, when the market in general goes up, we see that the Bitcoin dominance goes down, which is a really interesting sign that in a good market, everything is kind of decoupling from Bitcoin, but in a bad market, everything is kind of going down with Bitcoin together. But let's jump right into this first news story of the day. And I want to say it's the major news story of the day. And actually, if you're part of the Telegram group, you've already heard about the news. My Ether wallet users were actually saying that they have been hacked or funds have been stolen. The title here says $150,000 stolen from My Ether wallet users in DNS server hijacking. So the users of My Ether wallet, a web app for storing and sending Ether and Ethereum-based tokens, experienced an attack Tuesday that saw users of the service lose around $152,000 worth of Ether. So My Ether wallet, it's a website where you can create an Ethereum wallet. It's free, and you can also store Ethereum-like tokens. So ERC20 tokens can also be stored on My Ether wallet, and it's a super popular website. And while first people thought that My Ether wallet got hacked, what actually happened was that DNS servers have been hijacked to resolve myetherwallet.com to a phishing website. So what exactly, like how exactly does this work? You have to imagine DNS server is kind of like, or a DNS lookup is kind of like a phone book or a phone book lookup. And when you enter www.google.com, this phone book lookup, or actually DNS lookup, is kind of comparing IP address and the address that you've just entered, and then sending you specifically to that IP address. Now, when you get a hold of this phone book, you can change the IP addresses where a certain address, for example, google.com, is linking to. And this is exactly what happened. So My Ether wallet here on Twitter has reported that DNS servers have been hijacked. And what specifically was the problem is, it said, do not use myetherwallet.com if you're using Google Public DNS, which would be 8888 or 8844 at this moment. It seems these DNS servers are resolving the domain to a bad server that can steal your keys. It's not a must, but it's possible if you start entering and doing transactions on that page, that it's very well just a phishing page. And here it actually says the Etherscan Block Explorer showed the address as having received 179 inbound transactions starting from 7:17 a.m. and totaling 216 Ether, or nearly 152,000 at the US dollars at the time of writing. According to the MyEther wallet CEO, Kosala Hemachandra, all the DNS servers are resolving back to correct addresses, but I want to wait another hour or so. And he said that too during a conversation with CoinDesk. Hemachandra said that the hackers were apparently large enough to do a DNS poisoning attack on Google public DNS servers, which made it cache a malicious IP address for MyEther wallet. Google fixed the issue in a very short time, he went on to say. So how can you exactly save yourself from these types of attacks? First of all, you have to be part of the Telegram channel. And if I am sharing those news, you will be first to know, but this just on the side. Obviously, you can never be 100% secure if you're using someone else's website or if you're not bookmarking certain things. And even if you're bookmarking, it could very well be that the DNS server, if you have set that up, can actually kind of be problematic for you. Now, the best way, in my opinion, is to just use a hardware wallet, use a Trezor, use a Ledger, and kind of transfer everything onto those hardware wallets, leave them there. That's actually your best bet. If you still want to use MyEther wallet, you can also use kind of a local version. So you can download it, you can store it there locally as well. And that's another alternative. Using myetherwallet.com is problematic, especially if you have a lot of Ethereum or ERC20 tokens on MyEther wallet. It looks like the problem is kind of solved, but still be careful out there. Make sure to buy a hardware wallet. Make sure to check also the IP addresses. And if anything seems fishy to you or seems weird, definitely log out or don't make any transfers to that page. That's the first news story. Second news story is actually quite close to home for me. It's actually out of Zurich. SwissPost taps modem blockchain for temperature monitoring of shipments. Now, why are we talking about this? So Modem is a Zurich-based Swiss blockchain startup. And what they are building is kind of sensors that are tracking certain metrics like temperature. I think also how much sun is coming in, certain metrics that they are tracking with their blockchain, with their sensors that are then being saved on the blockchain and using smart contracts and IoT, kind of like going into this interesting ecosystem of, for example, shipments. Now, Modem is kind of focused on pharmaceutical shipments. So as you know, Switzerland, especially Basel, has a huge pharmaceutical area. And this is also like kind of Modem's core business. Now, the Swiss Post obviously also transports pharmaceuticals and medication and all of these things. And certain medication pharmaceuticals have to stay at a certain temperature. And in order to check that, Modem is building those kind of chips. And now this is a really interesting partnership, because if you know Modem a little bit, if you've done your research a bit on them, it actually shows that the bunch of founders have their backgrounds in pharmaceuticals. So it's actually quite interesting that they are doing this partnership with Post. Now, for you as an investor, obviously this is a good sign. If you're invested in Modem, or if you're planning on investing in Modem, definitely look at that project and decide for yourself whether it makes sense. Now, what is, however, the essence, in my opinion, of this story is essentially this. The blockchain-powered solution, if successfully deployed, would ease the regulatory burden on the pharma industry. Following recently mandated rules, under new EU-wide regulations, pharma companies are required to ensure that temperature conditions are maintained within acceptable limits during transport, with proof to show that the quality of shipped medicines aren't compromised. Now, this is really interesting. Now, if you're investing into different blockchain projects, the first instance that you look at is obviously, what is that project specifically doing? Now, if you wouldn't know about the EU-wide regulations, you would think that maybe this is not an actual problem. But if you just read the project overview of Modem, you would think, oh, maybe that's interesting, all of these things. But if you're actually aware of the regulations and the new laws that, for example, an EU is passing or even the US is passing, then you can also do kind of your investments based on that. So it kind of makes sense to be informed about general new laws, new regulations that affect certain industries where blockchain might actually be interesting. Because if you're doing a right investment that, for example, will put Modum into the number one spot for, let's say, pharmaceutical transporting, then this is a huge thing for you as an investor. Let's say because the EU has only allowed one company or two companies to produce those chips, and Modum is one of those, that could be huge for Modum. Now, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying I'm making an example out of Modum because I think, while I still believe in the project and the product, it's really interesting, I do think that for you as an investor, it's really important to think about also beyond the existing industries that you know and understand. One good tip that people generally give you when you're investing is obviously to diversify your portfolio. Now, you do diversify by buying different stocks, by different options, by different cryptos, for example. However, what people are then doing wrong is just to be kind of diversified within one industry. So it could be that, let's say you want to invest in technology, you buy Google stock, you buy Amazon stock, you buy Netflix stock. Now, all of these stocks are kind of in the same category and same industry. What you need to do is also diversify beyond the industry that you know best, which could be, for example, pharmaceuticals and all of these things. Now, this is really interesting, and I think you should keep an eye also on different industries if you want to invest into blockchain technologies, because blockchain technologies isn't just coming from fintech. It's not just coming from currencies and financial world. It's coming from all sides. And you have to place yourself accordingly as an investor to make sure that you're kind of getting all of the upside of this industry. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. This week, we'll start with the short analysis of interesting coins out of the top 100. Maybe Modum is next, so we'll see. Join the Telegram channel. It's in the video description or in the show description of the show notes of the podcast. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.